Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee, proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Hey, this is Chiefs sideline reporter Josh Klingler. Before we get you into the Chiefs Kingdom Show, just a quick reminder, you can hear Mitch Holthus with us on Fesco in the Morning every Friday morning at 7:30 leading into the game that weekend. And don't miss color analyst Danan Hughes every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Tune in for exclusive one-on-one Chiefs interviews throughout the season on the Odyssey app and your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Now, let's get you into the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
And good evening, everybody. The doors are open to the Chiefs Kingdom. And we are here tonight at the Hy-Vee Market Grill in Raytown, off 350 Highway. Some of the greatest Chiefs fans are in Raytown. Great high school sports here with the Raytown Blue Jays and the Raytown South Cardinals. And this Hy-Vee location is my son-in-law's favorite location because he works for the city of Raytown. But anyway, it is awesome to be here tonight. We got a big crowd, a sellout crowd here tonight. And my man over here in the mezzanine, he's guarding the bar for us. That's good. And we got some special guests tonight. You will not want to miss the end of the show. I will tell you this. This week, for the big Sunday night football game against the Buffalo Bills, it is our crucial catch game. That's why, for those of you, you'll see pictures. We'll put it out there. That's why I'm wearing the garb. Our guys wore it yesterday. They will wear it again this week. A special tribute, because we do have in our group tonight people who are battling cancer, including one of our favorites in Susie Bling Bling. And also here tonight is Spartacus Dan Israel. You don't want to miss the end of this show. Okay. This just in, Chiefs 42, Eagles 30. Andy Reid, 100 wins with the Chiefs, over 100 wins with the Eagles. The only coach in National Football League history to do so, and he's our coach. How awesome is that? We're going to hear from Coach here in just a few minutes. He talks about it, but he kind of, you know, wants to buzz the tower on it and get right into the Bills. But I could see the joy in his face, and I'll ask him about that here in just a couple of minutes. Also, in this victory over the Eagles, how about Patrick Mahomes? 5 touchdown passes in that game. Only Sophie Bug, who's here tonight, one of the stars for the Belton softball team, number 5, who's got 5 on her jersey for all 5 Mahomes touchdown passes, all right? Mahomes, get this, a historic day not only for Coach Reid, but Patrick Mahomes with 3 touchdown passes in his first 4 games of the season, at least 3, had 5 yesterday. Only 3 quarterbacks in the history of the NFL have been able to do that. Listen to this list. Tom Brady in 2007, the year they went undefeated, all right, all the way to the Super Bowl and got beat by the Giants and Spags. Kurt Warner in 1999, the magical year of the Rams, and Steve Young in 1998. That's it. Those 4 guys have done it. I mean, it's amazing for Patrick Mahomes. I was so proud of him yesterday, and I'll ask Coach about it here in just a second. Also, for Patrick Mahomes, 40 wins in his first 50 starts. Only, and we're a shout-out to Snowstorm Sandy tonight, who's just coming out of surgery after an awful fall. Her and the Redcoaters' favorite enemy, Kenny the Snake Stabler. Only the snake of the Raiders, the old Raiders quarterback with the crazy hair. What's in that cup, Kenny? I don't know. And Mahomes, the only two to do it. The only two to do it. They got 40 wins in 50 games since the merger in 1970. Otto Graham did it back for the Browns in the 50s. But, again, Mahomes making history. Tyreek Hill, the cheetah. How about him yesterday? 11 catches, 186 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Twice he has had 10-plus receptions, 175-plus yards, 3-plus touchdowns. Only Jerry Rice and Carl Pickens have done that in the history of the league. People, we're watching history every week with this team. You with me? All right. Okay. Now, I want to admit, we got a great show tonight, but before we do, we got these meal deals going in the Kansas City market for those listening on our flagship station. Meal deals tonight that go from 4 to 7 on any Monday night, and you get them, they're awesome. The Asian 2 entree meal, 2 calzones, or a 2-piece hand-breaded chicken for just $6.10. Also, tonight, and Weird Wolf is very excited about this, and so are the Redcoaters here, we have these new this QR code. Have you seen Hy-Vee's QR code? Make sure you scan the QR code. I said these are some of the best deals in the history of groceriness. It's easy. Next time you see the Hy-Vee QR code in the shape of the letter H, go ahead and scan it. When you do, you'll want to do that. Make sure you scan that QR code. Now, we've got a lot of our affiliates. We have the largest network in the National Football League. Dan Israel put it together, and a lot of our affiliates are in Hy-Vee markets. Make sure you scan that code, and you'll want to do that because some of these deals not only will surprise you, they may shock you. It'll be worth scanning it. All right, big show coming up. We're going to hear from Andy Reid. Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger, is our guest tonight. And a special tribute to those who are fighting cancer, where this is our crucial catch week. It's time to intercept cancer as well as the Buffalo Bills. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more on our Chiefs Kingdom show tonight in Raytown. Head coach Andy Reid next after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Empty backfield for the Chiefs. 3 wide left, 2 wide to the right side, short side of the field. Chiefs 2 of 2 on third down. 9:29 left to go, second quarter. Quick throw, left side caught, touchdown! Kansas City, outstanding inside pivot route. And a 6-yard touchdown, Tyreek Hill burning the linebacker on an excellent route, and the Chiefs regain the lead.
Welcome back to the Chiefs Kingdom Show. Tonight we're at the Hy-Vee Market Grill off 350 Highway in Raytown, not far from the stadium, actually, as we celebrate a victory over the Philadelphia Eagles, and now we get ready for Sunday Night Football against the Buffalo Bills. And with us is no better guest to have on tonight than the Badger himself, Tyrann Mathieu, the Pro Bowl safety for the Kansas City Chiefs. And first of all, thanks for being with us tonight, my friend.
Oh, man, thanks for having me. Yes, sir.
All right, let's talk some ball first. Let's just talk a little ball here. And I know this is – you're almost like Spags' assistant lieutenant here. You're like on the defensive staff. Just overall, though, let's talk about winning that game yesterday and pulling it off and beating that team. That's a good offensive team.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the goal, you know, each and every week is to go 1-0. So I was real proud of, you know, our effort, you know, in that regard. You know, it's really hard – to win in this league, you know, especially on the road against a good football team. But it's a lot that we could get better at. It's a lot of things that we could clean up. So I'm just looking forward to seeing us, you know, continually, you know, improve, you know, each and every week.
How big was it to get those red zone wins? I mean, I know we worked so hard in camp. We worked hard in the OTAs on that red zone defense. But to get those 3 red zone wins yesterday, holding them to field goals, might have decided the game. How big is that for you guys going into this week of prep?
I think it's huge, man. You know, obviously that was a point of emphasis, you know, coming into the season. And, you know, we hadn't really done well, you know, in that area. So, you know, but I thought yesterday, you know, holding those guys to field goals, I thought that was, you know, obviously what the coaches wanted, what we want. And so just really looking forward to seeing those things continue to get better and better, you know, as the season goes on.
I want to ask you too, because you've done this your whole career, but okay, an offense gets a double-digit play, and then you got to clamp down. Like, you're thinking, okay, we're on our roller skates here, but we got to clamp down right now on this play. It seemed like you guys were able to do that yesterday. But for this defense to do it even more, as you look at it, what does it take to do that, meaning it stops right here, right now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, this is an offensive league, man. And you know, there are a lot of great minds, you know, on the offensive side and, you know, as far as play design and, you know, so those guys are going to be able to, you know, create these surges, you know, during the game, you know, where they can, you know, it seems as if they're just pushing the ball up and down the field. But I think as a defense, you know, once you get into a certain situation, whether that be third down or fourth down, or you get into the red zone, you just have to buckle down. The plays that happened before that don't necessarily matter. You know, it's all about keeping this team out of the end zone, you know, limiting them to a field goal. And I thought we were able to kind of do that yesterday as a defense.
The RPO game is getting to be more and more part of the NFL game. Sure, part of Jalen Hurts' game. It's part of Josh Allen's game. I mean, the Bills do it too. Yeah. Just the challenges and what you have to do to slow down or stop an RPO game.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, man. You know, you have certain guys that are set to play the run, you know, mostly D linemen and linebackers. And, you know, so it really falls on the secondary, you know, and, you know, proper leverage, you know, understanding where the running back is, you know, what side, you know, the RPO is coming to. So, you know, it really comes back to communication, you know, discipline and leverage, you know, this real simple, you know, fundamentals in football. And I think if you could kind of be aware of that, I think that puts you in the best position to defend the run or the pass, you know, on any given play.
I love talking ball with you, you know that. And one of the things I want to ask you about, and I've talked to Spags about it, is – let's take the Cleveland game, playing pass defense when you're in a run mode or the opponent's in a run mode and they throw the ball, right? Tight ends or running backs. And then just the opposite. If you guys go nickel or dime, and then I love the way we can get so creative with our nickel and dime. Sometimes our nickel's three safeties with you guys in two corners. Playing the run when you're in a pass structure or playing the pass when you're in a run structure, if that makes sense, and getting it done both ways.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think both the D-line and the secondary, and then obviously linebackers, we all feed off one another. You know, obviously anytime we, you know, sit in a particular pass coverage, you usually have to, you know, match the front to be able to stop the run, and so vice versa. And so, you know, as long as you can have a defense on one accord, one string, that kind of understands, you know, the responsibilities, you know, down in and down out. I think that's your best bet, you know, in regards to being able to, you know, defend the pass or the run, you know, any given play.
I want to ask your ability to get pressure on Hurts late in the game yesterday, and you specifically. Spags sent you, and you get him off the field, man. Just you personally, when you're in the blitz game, or two, the ability in that game yesterday to get pressure on Hurts when it mattered the most.
Yeah, man, obviously, I feel like we're really, you know, at the heart, I feel like we're really an aggressive defense, you know, overloaded defense, pressure defense, whether that be strong side or weak side pressures. And I just thought we were really able to execute them, you know. I felt like some parts, you know, early in the season where we didn't really execute the blitz pats well, enough to really affect the quarterback. But I thought yesterday towards the end of the game, you know, everybody was on one accord, you know, as far as, you know, their blitz pats. And so I thought that really gave us a opportunity to really, you know, affect the quarterback, you know, yesterday.
And how big is confidence here and mentally, you know, breaking through and getting one play, or one play feeds on the next? I just said, hey, you got to protect against it when they're cranking out some double digit plays and then you get a clamp down. But how much it on the other side is getting that kind of fervor about this defense of like, let's stack these plays up and get a three and out, get them off. Basically the way you started against the Chargers. You guys started against the Chargers like a ball of fire. If we don't have those early turnovers, we're up 14-0 instead of down 14-0.
Yeah, man. Anytime you could, you know, impact the game, you know, as far as turnovers, that's what you want, you know, as a defense, you know. And, you know, so creating these splash plays, and splash plays to me is more than, you know, interception, forced fumbles. You know, it's tackle for losses, it's bat downs, it's big hits. So I think all these plays, when you put them in one, if you're able to really execute, I think it gives your defense momentum, confidence, that they can make a play, that we all can make a play.
And how much is this trying to get some dudes back? I mean, trying to get little Mooney's, a.k.a. C-Ward, back, get him back out there, or getting Willie Gay Jr. back on the field could be a big deal. Or Frank, I mean, how much of this is getting some dudes back, especially hopefully for this game Sunday night?
Yeah, I mean, it would be huge for us, man. Playing against a really good football team, you know, obviously with the AFC Championship game, you know, last year. So I know those guys are going to be fired up, you know, coming back to Arrowhead. But, you know, anytime you can get guys back that that have chemistry, that have the experience, I think it only helps your defense. So, anytime you can, you know, have a Frank Clark or Willie Gay, you know, or Treverius Ward out there, guys that have played in this league, guys that have played in this defense, you know, at a high level, I think those guys are going to come back, you know, and help us right away.
Again, we're talking with Tyrann Mathieu tonight on this Chiefs Kingdom show. We all know that he sees the world globally and doing fantastic things and makes a footprint wherever he goes. In fact, we're going to talk about that when we come back. Again, the Chiefs getting ready for Sunday night football against the Buffalo Bills. We're at the Hy-Vee Market Grill tonight at 350 Highway, just off 350 Highway in Raytown. When we come back, we'll have more from Tyrann after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Mahomes again, feet staggered. Makes it to McKinnon, slant, caught, Tyreek Hill, underneath the coverage, touchdown, Kansas City, and the Cheetah does a backflip in the Philadelphia end zone, a perfectly executed 12-yard RPO pass, and Mahomes put it low and true, and a great catch by Tyreek Hill.
Welcome back again to the Hy-Vee Market Grill. We're in Raytown tonight off 350 Highway, and we've got the Honey Badger, the man himself, Tyrann Mathieu, as the Chiefs get ready for a Sunday night football game against the Buffalo Bills. And a reminder, get score the savings at Hy-Vee. Whatever the Chiefs score, you get check it out, what that does for your Fuel Saver Plus cards. All right. One of the things I love in studying you and going back to St. Augustine High School, man, is you like leave your footprint wherever you go, whether that's LSU or here. I know COVID's been made a little tough on your efforts, but let's talk about what you did to get kids back to school in the communities in which you love and serve.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's always exciting, you know, like I tell, you know, people, man, it's a blessing to be able to even do these things, you know, to even be able to help people. And I hope I'm inspiring people, you know, while I'm doing it. But just recently, we took 32 kids. We gave them $250 gift cards to kind of go in there and get some school clothes. But one of the things I was most impressed with, most of these kids, they don't just think about themselves, you know, so they want to buy something for mom, you know, they want to buy something for their brother, their sister. So, I was real proud of that.
It's great to see. And I know during the holidays is coming up, I know we're a little bit away, but, it's big for you. And again, what are you doing during the holidays to help?
Yeah. So, we'll probably do the same thing we did a couple years ago. In 2019, when I first got here, we're probably surprised 10 to 12 families, obviously pay their bills, get them some groceries so they can have, you know, a proper you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas meal, along with some gifts and some presents. So just looking forward to just kind of getting back into the swing of, you know, the Tyron Matthew Foundation and just doing the things that to me that really matter.
Tyron, what's New Orleans telling you? When are you going to get your kickball tournament back? I'm coming to that. You think I'm messing with you? I'm coming to that. You wait. If we ever get cleared to go down there.
Yeah, well, so originally, you know, I used to do it in New Orleans. But pre-COVID, the plan was to bring it to Kansas City. So I'm really hoping that, you know, next year we can have a kickball game, you know, in Kansas City. I think it'll be great for the community. I mean, these people are already amazing out here, and I'm sure that they'll support that. So, and my teammates as well. So just looking forward to hopefully, you know, bringing it back to Kansas City because they deserve it as well.
And family is so important to you. You extend your love and your expertise beyond your own family, but your family. How's it gone here in Kansas City now, coming into a third year, and how much does this feel like a second home? Because I know New Orleans will always be home.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, it's been amazing. Really, truly, just really grateful, man, for the people that I've, you know, been able to meet and to get to know. And, you know, obviously, you know, my youngest son, you know, he's somebody out here, you know, so in the sports community. And so he loves it, man. You know, he has a bunch of friends, and even my fiance, you know, her just opening up her own store, kind of creating her own identity for herself, man. I mean, it's been a blessing to kind of be able to come to Kansas City, but continue to kind of grow as well. So not just me, but, you know, also my family. So just looking forward to seeing them continue to smile, man, and continue to, you know, do the things that make them happy, you know, not just what makes Tyron happy. So I'm just excited for that for them.
Now, does Junior play this to the max? Kind of like, hey, you know who my dad is? Is he playing?
You know what, Rich? He's really a shy kid. But I think at the end of the day, you know, he knows.
You're a tough guy, but I love it when you share with, like, Instagram or Twitter and you and your little girl, because I'm thinking, he ain't that tough, man, because this girl is melting his heart. What about that little girl?
Oh, man, that's my baby right there, man. You know, she just means so much to me, man. You know, when I look at her, I see a mother, you know, I see my grandmother in her, you know, so a lot of important people, you know, that really mean a lot to me, that have really done a lot for me. You know, every time I look at baby girl, you know, I see all those faces, you know, in one. So she's been great, man. She's been a great addition to the family. Yeah, she's probably the heart of the family right now.
And not only family, but your heritage. We talked about this too, but your heritage is so important to you, and you have a fascinating heritage now.
Yeah, man, I think just, you know, obviously being from New Orleans and, you know, being Creole and just, you know, having this big, you know, huge family, it's always been you know, important for me to, you know, represent them, you know, the best way I can, you know, and I don't always do it perfectly, but, you know, I hope that I could continue to grow, you know, as a person, you know, as a father, as a player, and just make all the people, you know, that know me, that have raised me, that have helped raise me, and just make them all proud of me.
Well, if I tell Junior, play it to the hilt, man, because your dad's got a great following here in Kansas City. You are loved. Just final question before we let you go. Here comes Buffalo, Sunday Night Football. I mean, we've seen these dudes. You alluded to it earlier, AFC Championship game last year. We've seen them a lot, and here they come. This is a real high-powered offense. Just quickly, your thoughts on them as you get ready for your work week.
Yeah, man. You know, probably one of the best offenses in the league. You know, they got skill sets, got great skill set all over. And I think it really starts with the quarterback, you know, and the things that he could really do, you know, in the pocket, outside the pocket, pre-snap, post-snap. I think he's legit. So we definitely have our hands full. I think what kind of works in our favor is we've played against this guy, you know, a bunch, you know, since I've been a Chief. So, you know, it's going to be a fun game. I think both teams really know each other well. So it's going to come down to, you know, really, you know, the basic fundamentals of football, you know, leverage, communication, you know, not missing tackles, just simple football. You don't want to beat yourself, you know, when you're playing against a really good offense that can really score points.
Hey, again, thanks for being here in Kansas City. It's just fun to share the journey with you. And thanks for being with us tonight. Take care of that little girl. Guard the castle, man. You got the princess. All right, brother. Thank you. Tyron,
man. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. Stay tuned. We'll have a special tribute when we come back.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
3rd and 6 for the Chiefs. Last play before the 2-minute warning. Chiefs are going to throw it here, and Mahomes is throwing it up. He's got Tyreek Hill open and calls it in. Touchdown! Kansas City, a sellout blitz by the Eagles. It goes as a 44-yard touchdown. Mahomes saw what he wanted, single coverage and a whole half of the field to let the cheetah run as far and as long as he could.
Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Market Grill. We're on the location in Raytown, actually, pretty close to the stadium, just off 350 Highway. And remember that Mondays are big at Hy-Vee. Get your Fuel Saver Plus card with whatever the Chiefs score. And so a lot going on here. And with us now is the winningest coach in Kansas City Chiefs history, but also the only coach in NFL history to have 100 wins with two separate franchises. And what a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome head coach Andy Reid.
All right, I appreciate it. Redhead, doggone it, it's great to be here with you.
We're going to move on here quick, but the joy in that moment, I sensed it yesterday when we did postgame. And I got to tell you, I looked at that facade in that stadium more than once to see all those banners hanging up there and thinking what you've done for us, but what you did for them. We're going to move on here, but just the joy in the moment yesterday to win that game and have that achievement.
Yeah, listen, I hadn't thought much about it during the week, but you guys have made me think about it at the end of the game and along with the players and It's a great accomplishment, but so many people are involved with it that that's what really makes it cool. I mean, it's the coaches, the players, the organization, ownership, even our broadcaster, man. I mean, we're all a part of this thing. And so no matter how you cut it, it's a team sport, and 100 wins is a tremendous compliment to your organization there.
Let's get into the football. One thing I want to ask you about, and I was so proud of these guys yesterday, but handling the pressure, it was like being in Wimbledon with the Williams sisters. Like, you're getting these smashes. You had to answer. You had 7 touchdowns and 8 trips, but most of those times you had to answer enemy scores. Just the ability to do that mentally and physically, to keep answering.
Yeah, listen, I'm proud of the guys for doing that and having that mentality. You know, you've got to compliment Eric Bieniemy and the game plan that he put together with the coaches. And then our defense for doing the job of keeping them out of the red zone or out of touchdowns in the red zone and just making it a field goal. So everybody had a piece of it except for the punters on either team. They didn't have a chance to play, and it leads to a pretty fun game to watch, I would imagine, for fans. But it does take some mental toughness there to make sure that you keep answering the bell.
I should have given Townsend some credit on the post game when I was talking to you. Did a great job of holding yesterday. So right. he did his check. But seriously, you mentioned when you mentioned the defense, to get the 3 wins out of 6 trips the Eagles had in the red zone to get just 3 touchdowns out of 6. What does that mean potentially this week for the defense to build a little confidence in that regard in trying to get ready for Buffalo?
Yeah, well, Buffalo knows us and we know them, and it's one of those, you know, it's one of those type of games. So we'll have to buckle up and play well. I mean, they've got a very explosive offense, and it's going to take everybody working together to be able to stop them.
But offensive football has been so big at all levels now. It's all levels. But to get those red zone victories and they just get a 3 instead of a 6. Again, how big is that potentially for the future?
No, that's important. I mean, you saw that yesterday in the league. you saw teams that have scored a million points 1 week and then come back, or didn't allow points being scored 1 week and then come back and they have 50 points scored on them. So it's it's a crazy, crazy league right now. And it's the league wanted to give the offense an opportunity to show. And that's what's taking place now. Defenses will catch up to it and then they'll have their time. So, but it's, that's how this thing goes. It's a kind of a cat and mouse game, but it's been set up for the offense to be successful. And that's what's taking place right now.
That being said, I was really proud of Patrick Mahomes yesterday. 5 touchdowns, only 6 incompletions. But one thing I liked was the fact that he did all this with 5 touchdowns and only 278 yards passing. That may sound weird, but he was efficient and he was accurate. And he kind of, the old adage of took what they gave him. What about Patrick in that regard and what he did yesterday when you look at his stat line?
Yeah, well, he used his checkdowns well, I thought. And then, that last play obviously was a great one. And I joke him, but he wanted that play. I mean, that's what he wanted. So, and I haven't been around a lot of people that just go, give me this one right here at that particular time. But that's how he's wired. And we all believe that he could take care of it and take care of business there. So, his game is continuing to elevate here and, what is 4th year starting. So that's kind of how it works. And he's right on schedule and probably ahead of schedule, I guess I'd say.
Speaking of wired, the run game to get 2 hundo, not just Clyde, but what Darrell did as well in your offensive line. Now to put some steam in that run game now for 2 straight weeks, what are you seeing there?
Yeah, well, they gave us probably a better opportunity to run the ball than throw the ball just by the depth of their backers and corners and safety. So we tried to take advantage of that. I thought our offensive line executed well. Andy Heck had a nice plan for those guys and up front. And then Clyde and Darrell ran hard. And Clyde, again, went back-to-back 100-yard game. So it's good to be able to do that. Not necessarily going to happen every week, but the emphasis led towards that because of the style of defense that we're playing against.
I got excited in OTAs when I saw those 3 tight ends on the field, sometimes 4. But yesterday you ran it. Just what that does potentially for you, you ran it out of that set. You threw it out of that set. You got Tyreek singled out of that set. Just what it does potentially for you overall, more than meets the eye.
Yeah, well, on the weeks that you can dress all 4, that's a good thing. I mean, normally you don't have 4 tight ends up. I mean, this is the first time it's ever happened in my career that I've had them up for a couple games. So, we're going to try to – if you're up, we're going to try to use you the best we can to your strengths, and we'll keep working on any weaknesses you have until we get those better, and then we'll put that in the game plan. But whatever can help us – play better, we're going to try to do, and whoever can help us do that.
What about Fortson? Cut 3 times, 2 practice squad stints, and now all of a sudden it's like he's doing things, whether he's catching it or he's blocking, and he's a Buffalo kid. It's kind of cool this week to see how this kid survived and thrived.
Yeah, now Jody's worked hard. He's an extremely hard worker. He's busted his tail for an opportunity. His size, he's gotten bigger and stronger. He came in as a wide receiver. Got bigger and stronger. And, that old saying of he wants it. And so he's been given an opportunity. He's taking advantage of that right now.
And Tyreek, what a day he had yesterday. And again, I'm proud of him because people see those 230s and a 40. And the Eagles were number 1 in the league in disallowing big plays. I want fans to realize this is a big deal. But then his ability to run those smaller routes, keep the chains moving. You were 9 out of 10 on 3rd down conversions yesterday. Just what about Tyreek? And it seems like he's the guy with the 95-mile-an-hour fastball that now can throw you the 78 change.
Yeah, well, and he takes a lot of pride in that. That's where he's really matured over the years. And he doesn't get frustrated. Sometimes in those tight quarters, teams have an opportunity to double you he's learned how to work through that and around it. Takes a tremendous amount of pride in that. So That's just pure maturity at the position.
And he gets stats yesterday. Kelce didn't, but these two guys don't. It doesn't seem to bother him. I mean, I know you've been around teams and guys where that would just like devastate him if they don't get the hundo. But these guys, the unselfishness, how rare is it, and how special is it?
Well, it's rare. I mean, you know, we try to get them the ball, but sometimes they'll try to take one of them or both of them away. And so you only get it to one of them. I mean, it happened the week before with Tyreek. So, and then Kelce got all the yards. And that's just how things work in this league. And there's one football. They understand that. And they're willing to check their ego at the door and kind of vicariously participate in somebody else's success. And that's, you know, again, that doesn't happen very often. We're fortunate.
But how much of it is culture? How much of it's maturity? How much of it is, I mean, where is this a growth thing for these guys?
I think they've been that way. Not that they don't want the ball. They want the ball. I'm not telling you that. But they also understand what's going on. So they don't get frustrated with it. That's about half the battle.
Getting ready for these guys this week now, the Buffalo Bills, seems like they're in a division opponent. We're playing these guys so much, and it seems like it's big games and another big game on Sunday Night Football. Just the early thoughts on these guys as you get ready.
Yeah, well, they know us and we know them, and they are a good football team. They're fully loaded, and we know that. We respect that. We've got to have a good week of practice on both sides of the ball and special teams, so – We'll head into that tomorrow as the guys come back in the building and then actually start practice on Wednesday.
And how much, when there's so much familiarity, it's almost again like a division opponent, just a tick here, a tick there, or you always said, give a guy a belief and I'll give you something else to help you be successful. How big is it in a week like this?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're going to have some new stuff for us. We'll have some new stuff for them. And again, that's the chess match that goes on. And, yeah, it's important. I mean, you kind of know in advance in this league who you're going to play. So you make sure in the offseason that you take a little bit of time to prep for it and see what you can mix and match against them. But the bottom line is they're a pretty sound football team, and you got to make sure that you're not doing so many things that your guys can't function. But, you know, makes the coach happy. You want to make sure the players can actually go out and do the things that you call.
The coach worked for you for a long time. We talk about that, and there'll be more discussion this week. But how much are you seeing there of what you did here? Like, I mean, these guys now have 16 wins. They matched us in Green Bay, I think, of the three teams since the beginning of 2020 with 16-4 records. How much has Sean kind of got the culture going there, or reborn it, I guess?
Yeah, no, listen, he's a heck of a football coach, great person, good football coach. And, you know, he's got a good team. I mean, he and his general manager are on the same page, it looks like. And that's important. The organization supports him, and it's a great fan base there. So they've got it going. They've got a quarterback that's one of the best in the league. And so the sky's the limit, talent-wise with him and the organization growing.
We'll let you go. I know you're getting ready to work for this Sunday Night Football battle against the Bills. But, again, just a congratulations on a huge milestone. I won't forget that day. Many others won't forget it either. And we press on. But thanks for being with us tonight.
All right, Mitch. How do those redheads do?
They're out there.
How great is Andy Reid? That guy. How great is that guy? And he's our head coach. Well, you got a coach like that, it's time to put the hammer down. Baby, you've got it. A special shout out to some folks before we go to break. And we do have a special tribute tonight because this is the crucial catch week. You'll see some pictures of this. But for those of you who are live with us tonight, you see the shirt I'm wearing and what we wore yesterday on the sideline with our guys and what we wore during the broadcast. But special tribute coming up. But there's folks here that moved here. The Kingdom has become so popular. People are moving here to retire. They want to live here. They want to raise their kids here. And folks are here from Cedar Hill, Texas tonight. They moved here. I've talked about the Pews that moved here from San Diego. The Chargers left them. and they said, we're going to the Chiefs kingdom. We want to be Chiefs fans. And also, we're not going to be in the – well, we're going to be in the Northland next week. We'll be in Liberty at the Hy-Vee. But we got some folks. Max Heinrich is here, one of the top future recruits in the city from the Northland, is here tonight. He was roaming around earlier. And then Amy Long is – I want to give a shout-out to Amy Long from the Northland as well. Okay, we got him there. All right, when we come back, though, we'll talk about how special this week is. And a person that we want to honor tonight – and with a special tribute. We'll have that when we come back after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
The Chiefs get the victory, 42-30. They're now 15-6 against the NFC, but most importantly, Andy Reid has now 100 victories with two different franchises. The first coach in National Football League history to do so. And he did it with Philadelphia and with Kansas City. It's only poetic that he does it here where it all began, in Philly. 100 wins for Andy Reid at two separate franchises. The first coach in NFL history to do it. Take a bow, Big Red. You deserve it. And the Chiefs get the victory, 42-30, over the Philadelphia Eagles. An historic day, certainly, in Philadelphia, and a day of celebration for the Chiefs kingdom and those of us who love Andy Reid. All right, this week is the crucial catch game. The colors that you see represent the different cancers that we're fighting. Susie Bling Bling is here tonight. She's in a battle with it. But we want to honor tonight Dan Israel, the executive producer of the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network. Dan, say hi here. Our affiliates listening tonight, he has put together the largest network in the National Football League. Yesterday, we hijacked his pregame show. I wanted all of our 100 affiliates who he's put together to listen to this tribute because he, too, is in a fight to intercept cancer. Here's the tribute.
The executive producer of the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network, Dan Israel, was inducted into the Kansas Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame. Those of us who work with Dan on a regular basis call him Spartacus. Spartacus has had a four-decade career in radio. This is his 32nd year traveling with the Chiefs. Dan Israel's indeed a one-of-a-kind Hall of Fame professional and person. His work as executive producer of the Chiefs Radio Network has been impactful, to say the least. He has built this network into the largest in the NFL. For years, Dan has been a consultant, innovator for individual radio stations on this network, and his work and imagination has not only built this network into the best in the NFL, but Dan has also been a valued contributor to station managers, program directors, sports directors, and others. Dan's work has been featured as well on ESPN, NBC, CBS, and Fox Sports, and many more outlets, including the Olympics. So, Spartacus, there are some people who want to share this moment with you.
Dan the man, congratulations on being inducted in the KAB Hall of Fame. What an honor that it is. And for a special guy, man, there's nobody better than you, nobody tougher than you. And you're an inspiration to all of us. We lean on you. We all lean on you, heck, man. And you just keep bringing it. And it doesn't matter if you've had chemotherapy or not. You're like the Rock of Gibraltar, man. You just keep throwing fastballs, and we appreciate you and love you, man.
Hey, Dan, this is Rob Alberino, Vice President of Content and Production for the Kansas City Chiefs. And for those of you out there who don't know, this is actually my second stint with the Chiefs. And the reason I came back to the Chiefs was for the people. And I say this in the most honest way possible. Dan, you are without a doubt included in those people. The last time I saw you, you were walking into the Super Bowl in Miami. I gave you a huge hug because I was with the 49ers. And if I can't beat them, join them. I was able to come back and be a part of your team, something that I always cherished, something that I always loved. And for those people out there listening, to every single person listening, I don't care where you are, how old you are or how long you've been a Chiefs fan. This broadcast does not happen if not for Dan Israel. He has incredible people to his left and his right, and the voices and the stories that come out and broadcast. He is the linchpin of this production, and I just have to say, so proud to be back on your team once again. And Danny, congratulations on being inducted to the Kansas Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame. So proud of you, and hope to work for many years to come.
Hey, Dad, just wanted to say congratulations on being inducted into the Broadcasting Hall of Fame. Lucy, Emily, and Chris and I are also happy to see your hard work paying off. You deserve it. We love you.
Hey, Dad, congrats on getting inducted into the Kansas Broadcasters Hall of Fame. You've earned everything you've worked for so hard up to this point. Couldn't be more proud of you, and I wouldn't be where I am today without your guidance and your leadership and the effort that you showed me how to achieve everything that I want to get done. So thank you, and congrats.
Congratulations, Dan. For me personally, working with you the past 28 seasons has been one of the great blessings of my life. I'm so happy you're in the Hall of Fame of the KAB. They made the perfect choice.
Ladies and gentlemen, this week, it's Crucial Catch Week. Cancer has touched every one of our families at one time or another, but it doesn't get in the way of someone to have excellence that blesses all of us. He's with us tonight. I wanted all the affiliates on 100 stations to hear that tribute, because he's such an amazing person and he's shown such great courage in fighting cancer. So Dan, you've got it, buddy. You've got it. It's time for Dan Israel and all of us to intercept cancer and put the hammer down, baby. We've got about, what, a minute or so? Dan, the floor is yours.
I'm going to echo what Coach Reed said about his 100 wins. It's just so many people involved. The whole Kansas Association of Broadcasters, the Hall of Fame. I wish I could take every one of those guys into the hall with me for the past 30-plus years. What an amazing crew. And I said yesterday, and I meant it, I'm so proud and appreciative of that, but the best thing of all was sharing it with you guys, and I love you guys, and I'd do it all over again just the same.
We love him. He's Spartacus. He has put together the best network in the NFL, the largest network in the NFL, and he's going into the Hall of Fame. It's Crucial Catch Week. We continue to pray for those who fight, and we work to beat cancer. We're going to work to beat the Buffalo Bills. Join us next week in Liberty at the Hy-Vee right here on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.